question we would have is, if she's 140 pounds, she needs to be getting at least 70 ounces of water in a cool climate. If it's a very hot climate, then she may need to have about 100 ounces of water per day minimum. Okay? Does she do that, Bob?
Yeah, she's been trying all these that you just mentioned,
okay,
and it just hasn't worked.
Okay, good. That's very possible. That's very possible for many reasons. Did she have a history of antibiotic use?
No, okay, not very much.
So that didn't there wasn't an issue where she used antibiotics and then developed constipation.
No, and in the past she was, you know, it was really slow, and so she'd be every third day or so, and now it's like, she just can't get it going without magnesium or something.
So the first thing you want to look to now is an injury, a scar, trauma that may be somewhere between in the lumbar region. Has she had babies?
No.
No children,
but
okay.
She has had her appendix taken out when she was really young.
That is a possibility, but it's not as likely as an injury to the low back, the tailbone, or the spine. Typically, an epidural, if she had had babies, could have been administered in a site that could create a compromise for the energy flow to the colon. That's something we want to look to. So what I would be looking to do now, it's also possible that she's contracted some kind of a bug in the intestine. So you may want to refer her, take her to a QRA practitioner, and they can test her. But between now and then, you could certainly try a fiber aid like Galactin. And this is one of my favorites because it actually ferments to the food that is needed by the intestinal cell, butyrate. And it also promotes the best immune response for that cell. And it holds water there, so it tends to stop that really hard, tight bowel movement. But what you're describing concerns me as an issue with the motility, and so I think you need a practitioner to find out what the heck's going on here. And I wouldn't let this go, because the longer food gets to rot in the colon, especially cooked food, the production of malondialdehyde and other heterocyclic amines and all these other super bad guys increase exponentially with the length of time the fecal matter remains in the intestine. Okay, Bob?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye now. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, Healthline Live. We're taking your nutrition and health-related calls. And, you know, if you're struggling with a problem and you want the best care possible, consider giving a buzz to our clinic here in Austin, Texas, where we've got a couple of really great veterans working together. And we have people that have been personally trained by me and are experts in QRA and are right up to the minute in the latest technology. This would be Dr. Priestley and Dr. Moore. And to learn more about that, just give a buzz to the clinic. It's the Premier Center Clinic, and that phone number is 512-218-2537. And don't forget, you can call with your nutrition and health-related calls, 888-588-7576. If you get through before the end of the broadcast, we guarantee to answer your question, whether it's on the air or off the air. So just keep trying, and be sure and tell a friend so they can join us. They can look up the times of the broadcast and the radio stations throughout the country. Just visit us online at healthline.cc. And every day we come to you, we've got a blockbuster special to help you enjoy and keep the very best health. Today we're focusing on the best structure and function for the bladder. And so we've got our bladder complex, which most closely matches the ideal cell resonance or best health for healthy bladder. Alicidin to help gently break biofilms that might be in the area. And then hyssop for targeted immune support for the bladder. All three together have proven to be just great in helping you to maintain the best possible health there. And usually an 8 to 12 week support is ideal. And then you can switch over to something like multipollen just to maintain the good bioflavonoids that are so elusive and really not readily available in the American diet. and you can just buzz the order line, get these guys on special, bladder, allicidin, and hyssop, any combination of two or more, you get 25% off each. Just call our order line, 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. All right. I'm Dr. Bob Marshall. This is Healthline Live. Let's go right back to the phones, and let's pick up Gay in Cleveland. And her sister's got some sciatic pain and a little joint pain. Are you there, Gay?
Yes, I am.
And how old is your sister?
She's 64.
Okay. And how much does she weigh?
She weighs 156.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, the first thing that I always think of is which side is it, left side or right side?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it makes all the difference in the world. See,
okay.
Typically left side, it might be nothing more than salt deficiency.
Okay.
And if it's the right side, it might be the real thing. And so we certainly need to know. And the first thing that I always think about when I hear that we've got a little sciatic pain, I always think about the sacrum and the back. You know, many years ago, she may have had a fall. 20, 30 years ago, you don't even think about it, but it creates an interference field. And
right.
Slowly but relentlessly, this guy is interfering with the normal energy flow to the sacrum until it slowly starts to be a serious, more and more of a nuisance. And so there's several things that can be done. One of my favorite things, of course, is to first rule out the nutrition as a possible problem.
Uh-huh.
And so here I'd want to make sure that at her age and weight, she was getting about a teaspoon a day of an air-dried sea salt.
Okay?
And then there should be, that's step one. Step two, we want to make sure that we have good, healthy bile flow, because many times the tendons and the connective tissue, called the sinews here, can become very tight as a result of either a kidney and or a gallbladder issue. So we want to make sure we are supporting the healthiest kidney, healthiest gallbladder. So these things can be ruled out very quickly. Typically, if kidney is the player, we'd again be looking for a tailbone or a low back injury and or an episiotomy. Maybe she gave childbirth 20, 30, 40 years ago and tore rectally to vaginally. That scar is notorious for sedating the normal energy flow to kidney and slowly can create all kinds of issues with the connective tissue. Okay? Gallbladder also. So the gallbladder usually gives us a lot of warning. There's burping, there's belching. You eat a high-fat fried food meal and you don't feel good. That's the high sign that you may have to do a little bit of gallbladder support here. And so I think you need to go back and get a little more intelligence data from her or have her call in so that we can give her the simplest, fastest way to help that body enjoy the best health.